This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
No doubt. I think we love wisdom, you know, and Ryan brings that, you know, and his experience with, you know, being a prospect in Kansas City, getting to the big leagues, not getting the opportunity that he wanted. I don't think those stories and those experiences are rare. I think it happens way more than we think.
You know, just kind of some of the different personalities out there. It's been fun. The talent out there is also a really fun group to be a part of. I mean, some of the arms we got are really impressive. I mean, three or four or five guys can hit triple digits. From a competitiveness, it's a really good group, and hopefully we can, you know, just get some consistency.
Well, Andrew Kittredge, from your lips to God's ears, talking about the team and the culture of the team, the Orioles, that is, buried at the bottom of the American League East standings. Couldn't see the Yankees with a telescope right now. Falling behind the fourth place team on top of it. But he talked in glowing terms about potential and arms and velo and all this stuff that we discuss from time to time, if not all the time. But the results right now speak for themselves. It's a bad team. Now, they were without him for the better part of the first month and a half. Now he's back, and he's a proven commodity. But is the hole too deep for a guy in the back end of the bullpen, high leverage performer, to help you? Given the fact that the Orioles offensively, you know, don't seem to challenge oftentimes. And, you know, sometimes the starters get clobbered to where it's a moot point what your bullpen's doing other than just closing out nine innings. But Kittredge's back, praising his young teammates. You appreciate that. Also heard from Tony Manzalino talking about Ryan O'Hearn, which we've talked about with Ryan Ripken, who we'll be talking to later when we rib at him at noon, Jim Hunter, Mike Bordick, everyone that covers the Orioles. Hey, look, he was in Kansas City. They had just won the World Series, been a back-to-back fall classics. And then the Hosmers and the Moustakas of the world, the Lorenzo Cain, started moving on in free agency. He was supposed to be part of that next wave to keep them competitive. Well, it didn't work out. Then he gets DFA'd. Orioles get him a couple years back, and he's been a godsend to this team. Positional versatility. The bat has been awesome this year. Ryan O'Hearn, he lived a hard life, learning failure, and now he's reaping the benefits. And if the All-Star game was tomorrow, which it's not, he'd be the Orioles All-Star representative, and deservedly so. So we got that in our favor as Orioles fans. Last year of a deal, though, which gets to the more complicated discussions, if it's the complicated at all. Sooner or later, you're going to have to throw in the towel on the season. and we're coming up on the 1st of June. So maybe we'll start to see, I mean, Dodgers and Reds made a trade yesterday. Diaz goes from Cincy to L.A. I mean, so we're seeing moves maybe start to percolate a little bit more. Blockbusters won't happen for another month, I guess. I don't know. Ryan O'Hearn, I would think, would be an asset to a team looking for a bat and a guy that could play first in both corner outfield spots. I think Cedric Mullins, center fielder, high-level center fielder with 20-20 potential, 30-30 accomplishment. It's already in the record book. Last year of his deal. Zach Eflin pitching tonight. Oh, today. Oh, I buried the lead and all in my bed. I walk in today, give you full disclosure, here on this Featured Artist Friday, that reveal coming up in a couple minutes. Greg Carpenter's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm showing up for work. What's up? How you doing, Greg? Great guy. Greg and Gina in the mornings, 101.9, awesome. I mean, they're great people. Not only are they good at their job, they're just great people. So when's BBT start? Noon? I was like, I wish. He goes, nah, seriously, game's at 4:30. I thought he was bleeping with me. And then, Nolan, you came walking around the corner at the same time, and you're like, yeah, the game's at 4:25. 4:30. So the Orioles scheduled to play at 7:05. They're now playing at 4:30 because the weather is going to get, rainy, wet, windy, sucky. As we head into the weekend, last weekend of May. So the Orioles, instead of playing tonight, we'll be playing this afternoon. Tony Manzalino, Oriole manager, he meets with the media at 1:30. I thought I walked into the Twilight Zone. So instead of going out of pickles tonight, Nolan, with Joe LaCroix and Jim Hunter, isn't it bowling shirt night, if I'm not mistaken?
It is, yep.
Everything's going to start to cook during the day. So that means no Baltimore baseball tonight. We've been preempted by Mother Nature. And how does this change the old Bobster's plans? Instead of at 4:30, getting to pickles and hopefully getting a nice cold Mick Ultra, doing show prep for this extravaganza against the White Sox, two worst teams in the American League. I think I'm going to be sitting in my house. And I don't know if it's, if they're calling for rain, maybe it's 7, right? I guess I could pull the TV outside and watch the game on the deck at 4:30. Or is that a risky? I don't have cat-like reflexes like that. Hand-eye coordination is still pretty cool, but with the foot and the ankles and the hips, I don't know if I could still do it. So what do you think, Nolan? Could this be a deck Oriole game and then quickly move things inside? And by the way, something that we talked about before the show, I don't recall this ever happening before.
That was my reaction.
Yeah.
And I saw the notification pop up and I just assumed, just on the first few words, that, oh, we're playing a doubleheader tomorrow. They're postponing the game and they're moving it. Maybe they just got fed up with all the rain here recently. They've had a lot of shifting of game times. You played the doubleheader against Boston last weekend. I don't know what factored into the decision, but I think it is strange because you do have a giveaway tonight. A lot of people probably bought tickets, you know, anticipating it being a 7 o'clock game. Obviously, they're still working at 4:30, or kids are still in school. You know, you're not going to be able to get down there in time. I mean, on a Friday as opposed to a Wednesday, I guess it makes a little more sense. But still, I don't recall the last time they've moved a game up. On a weekday, that is.
Yeah.
Weekend's a different story.
I think they'd be more inclined to let you sit in the rain for a bit and then hope for the best. But I guess the weather will be so bad that they wouldn't be able to get the game into a three-hour window starting at 7:05. So if you're just waking up, just tuning into the Fan, Orioles 4:30 today against the Chicago White Sox. And we'll be talking about that throughout the course of the day. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. We have stuck a fork in the Orioles in regards to getting to the postseason. And not, let me stress this too, Nolan. I don't think the Orioles are done being competitive this year. And no, there's not a rebuild on the horizon. They just stink this season. There's still enough there talent-wise that they'll bounce back, depending on health, in 2026. But They could be one of these pain in the ass teams. Once Kowser and Westberg, who both did well yesterday for Norfolk, Bradish, he did well in his sides, and he's going to be throwing bullpens here soon. Or not bullpens, batting practice, then simulated games, and then real rehab stuff. He's still planning on coming back in August. I don't know what Grayson's deal is. Sounds like status quo, which is nobody really knows what's going on. But I could see them being annoying to a team, say, in August and September, that is trying to solidify possible postseason stuff. I just don't think there's just too much ground to make up and too many teams to overcome to think playoffs are realistic this year. I don't want to be that guy, and nobody wants them to win more than me and you. I just don't see it. I just don't. They're not good enough to do it.
Well, as nice as playing the spoiler could be, like, we all still talk about 2011, right?
Yeah.
Curse of the Andino, how great that was, and how that kind of was a lead-in to being competitive in 2012. This year's a little bit different for me. I mean, if they're a spoiler late in the year and say they it is the Red Sox again or another division team that they keep out of the playoffs, I'd enjoy it for a day or two. But I think I'd rather see them just full-on suck and get as good of a draft pick as possible. Because this isn't about, I don't know, a consolation prize at this point. This is about, like, trying to turn this around as quickly as possible. So you're in this massive hole to start the season. If guys turn it on and they end up having, say, a winning record in the second half, I don't think that's going to happen, but let's say it does. All right, what's the difference between winning 55 games and winning 75? All we're talking about there is draft order. You're not go. It doesn't get you anything in terms
of
playoffs.
You want them to be putrid bad? Like,
if you're going to suck, you might as well be the worst.
Go all in?
Yeah.
Go full Rockies?
Now, keep in mind, with the draft lottery now a part of baseball, you're not guaranteed anything.
Hello.
I mean, look at the White Sox last year. Deserved the number one overall pick for sucking that bad, and they didn't get it. So the Orioles could easily finish with the worst record this year. Well, besides the Rockies, I don't think they'll be as bad as them.
No.
But even the Rockies there, they might not get the first overall pick. It's not fair. It's not right. But it's the reality. I just think for the Orioles, you want to be competitive next year. This isn't about, you know, a feel-good story or whatever guys do in the second half. To me, this is about what needs to happen to ensure that they are, in fact, competitive in 2026.
And let's be honest as well, in the offseason of 25 to 26, with still plenty of baseball left to be played this year, got to start spending some dough. And Mike Elias, if David Rubenstein wants to spend, and they did increase payroll, and we've talked about it 100 times, they offered Burns this crazy money. If he wants to spend, is he still going to defer to Mike Elias wanting to be a little more on the prudent side? Dumpster diving is what people like to say. I mean, 15 mil to Charlie Morton is not a cheap ticket, who has not earned much of it, even though he's coming off a great start. 13 mil to Sagano, that looks like a bargain right now. Can you now flip him possibly? One-year deal at the trade deadline? Who knows? But if David Rubenstein, throwing out a hypothetical, whoever the top pitcher is, and it's one of them Arizona guys, if I'm not mistaken. All right. He wants 45 mil for 6 years. I'm against that long-term commitment to a starting pitcher, but he's not asking me. I mean, if you, Bradish, Wells, Grayson, Povich, McDermott, et cetera, Kramer, next year, and you need that guy, Merrill Kelly, I believe it is.
I think it's Gallen.
Gallen, Jack Gallen, thank you. Add him to the mix. Are you willing to make that expenditure, keeping in mind that Mullinska might bounce as a free agent unless you trade him? First base, O'Hearn's free agent unless you trade him. I mean, Adley's in the throes of being a less than average baseball player. He got some concerns there. O'Neill, I'm guessing he's going to pick up his option going into next season after this debacle. So spending money's got to be realities. Dominguez, Soto, I mean, they're all guys that need to be replaced. Because they're not resigning any of these people, I wouldn't think.
Right. I mean, if it's my money, spend away. That's always been my perspective, especially in baseball. That's the sport where it is pay to win. The NFL has parameters with the salary cap and ensuring that the worst teams get the best draft picks that keep things competitive on a year-to-year basis. But baseball is totally pay to win. And there's no penalty outside of what? Luxury tax? And that's a slap on the wrist for how much money these guys are raking in as owners. So if that's what it takes to win, if a Zach Gallen, whether you think he's worth 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, that's kind of the cost of doing business. And, you know, if you're in for five, this is the thing I don't get about contracts. A team says, well, we have concerns about going six, but we'll give you five. Well, if you're in for five, what does it matter going six?
Amen.
I mean, it's a lot of money. Nobody wants to flush that down the toilet, but just view it as a cost of doing business. If that's what it's going to take to get a top guy here, that's what you got to do.
And 5 years into the deal, you're going to know whether or not you're getting your money's worth anyway. And here's another question to ask the listeners out there on this Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, ripping it with Ryan coming up at 12 o'clock. You sign a Zach Gallen or a Michael King, who's now hurt, that's shoulder, whoever, Dylan Cease, blah, blah, blah. And they come in, you give them a six-year deal at their price. And they help you win a World Series within 3 years, and their arm falls off after that. Is that money well spent?
1,000%.
Come back, take the call. 410-583-1057. Go talk to Ravens as well. Jonah Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joins us 11 o'clock. Adape Owe gained 20 pounds. What's up with that? Of the whole Seattle growth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grunge thing that came out in the early 90s. Yes, Nolan, I'm old enough to remember it. I was in my 20s, as a matter of fact. Alice in Chains, in my opinion, blows them all away. They're my one of my all-time favorite bands. Eddie Vedder, I find him off-putting. lot of douchey vibes. I mean, because I've heard him on Howard Stern. He's done interviews. And I know we all, everyone deals with personal travails in their lives. But he comes off condescending, a little on the smug side. I get he's super terrific. And they got cool songs. Yeah, I like Soundgarden better than them. Nirvana and Pearl Jam are kind of like, hey, they got cool tunes and I'm down, but I wasn't losing my mind over either one of them.
He's a rock star. What do you want from him?
I don't know.
Offer to mow your lawn?
No, I'm not saying that, but have no humility. And they were on Pearl Jam. I'm going to go old man 30-some years ago story. They were on Saturday Night Live and Emilio Estevez hosted. Yeah, that's how long ago it was. 94, Farley, I think Phil Hartman was still there. Dana Carvey and Myers might have been at the end of the trail in regards to their stint. So it's the end where they're all supposed to ELE, everybody love everybody. And it was right after Kurt Cobain had committed suicide. Singer, guitarist for Nirvana, for our younger listeners out there may not know. And Vedder had a K on his jacket, his army fatigue jacket, if memory serves. And it was like showing it to everybody. And Emilio Estevez, as they're saying goodbye, put his hand on Eddie Vedder's like shoulder. And Eddie Vedder like yanked away. I'm like, really? I mean, the guys just kind of, you know, we just had a great show. Maybe you hated Young Guns too. I don't know. But don't be a douche. And he comes off real douchey to me. Enjoy Pearl Jam today, everybody.
Great lead in.
Yeah. Anyway, that's me. I mean, they do have good songs. At 10 is Mookie Blaylock's number. The original band name was Mookie Blaylock, the great guard from Oklahoma, and then in the NBA and, you know, the Hawks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But just, you know, just chill. You're making millions of dollars when he's tortured musicians. Just come on, man. Anywho, all right, let's get out to the phones. Orioles today, 4:30, taking on the White Sox. Battle of the worst, as the Orioles are still holding off the White Sox for the suckiest team in the American League. And the Orioles just dropped 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals after winning the opener. So that 3-game winning streak, or uprising, excuse me, because it's not a winning streak, in my opinion, until you get 4. Just like a quality start isn't 6 innings and 3 runs or less. Would you rather have 5 innings of 1-run baseball or 6 innings of 3-run baseball? And who invents this nonsense? Because 5 innings, you still qualify for the win. So that, to me, is whatever. But the Orioles, whatever equity they built up, has now been flushed like the season has been. Colossal turd. They are the most disappointing team in baseball. And you look up at MLB Network when we're on the air here, so we can't listen to what's being said. But you see the Oriole bird, and they're probably not talking about the 70 Orioles, if you know what I'm saying. Talking about how bad this year's version is. Let's get out to the phones, 410-583-1057. But 4:30 first pitch. If you're going down to get your bowling jersey, you're going to have to improvise and adapt and overcome. Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Warren Nolan, TGIF.
Word.
So listen, Bob, I was listening to you talk about kind of the Orioles being a thorn in the side for some of these other contending playoff teams. And I agree with you to an extent. The one thing, and I'm an Orioles optimist, which means I'm a little psychotic in a way.
Right.
But I really think that once we get guys like Couser and Westberg back and some of our pitching gets healthy, I think we have a chance to make some type of run. The issue is the other 30 the other 29 teams, they're playing as well. So it's kind of hard for us to make any ground if the other teams are playing as well. So
yeah, right now, kind of the, just give you the wild card standings. Orioles are 10.5 back. Then you have the A's. I mean, granted, it's not even June yet, but we're getting there. In, 2 days, Ryan? Man, you got a lot of teams to overcome. Now, if you just handle your own business and start winning series, which we thought they were going to do against the Cardinals, after splitting in Boston. And then everything else might take care of itself. But, man, they just cannot put series wins together. How many this year? Three? They won three series all season, and we're 2 months into it. It started in late March. We got June 1st coming up Sunday. I don't see, Ryan, a sustained level of really good baseball. I just don't see it. I hope I'm wrong, and I'll be the first to admit it. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you there that it's a lot. It's definitely a grave to get out of. It's not a little puddle anymore. But the thing is, you know, like I said, I'm an optimist, and it is baseball at the end of the day, and we could see something happen that, you know, they could go on a big run, and even just be in touching distance of the playoffs is all I really want to see. So that's all I got to say. Hopefully you guys have a good weekend. I'm contemplating of buying a ticket for this 4:30 game today.
Get a bowling shirt, man. Do what you got to do. There's Ryan in Baltimore. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Would you accept the Orioles just being a spoiler-level team, or do you still think there's hope that they could do some damage going into the second, well, next month plus of the first half of the season, going into the second half once they get everyone back? But we don't know when that is. Gary Sanchez is coming back. Does that excite you? Was he exciting you when he was playing? Grayson Rodriguez, bobblehead, will probably get more into a pitching motion in that orange jersey than he will at 2025. Bradish and Wells, if they come back, that's not till August and September. And that might be more, as Nolan and I have been talking about, of an audition for what they could bring to the table in 2026. Let me stress, I hope they win 15 in a row. And I'll be the first one to get in here and say I was wrong, because I always am anyway. But maybe it's a reverse Schlepprock. I tell you, they're going to stink, and then they turn out to be good. Maybe it works for other teams. Why not?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Orioles. 105.7. Nolan is waiting for you. So they're Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, and we're jamming all day. So get on in here. Orioles, as you heard during Joe's update, taking on the White Sox at 4:30. Gates open at 4. So you got a half hour. Get on in there for that 4:30 game. Parking lots open at 3 o'clock. No Baltimore baseball tonight. But we'll be back in full effect on, Tuesday, because the Orioles are out west next week. But no BBT tonight, but get on down there, get yourself a bowling shirt, look like Fred Flintstone and Homer Simpson, and do what you have to do. And hopefully enjoy a ball game where the Orioles handle their business against Chicago. All right, let's hand out a couple grades here as we wrap up the month of May, heading into June. Next time we speak, everybody, it'll be into the sixth month of this season. Cade Povich, Nolan McGraw, is 1-4 with a 5.29 ERA. The whip is about 1.5. That's walks and hits per innings pitched, which is not necessarily a good thing to have. He can get the K numbers up there. As a matter of fact, he leads Orioles starters in strikeouts with 53. Coming off a game two nights ago in the rain, where they were up 3-0. Donovan took him yard, and that kind of changed the outcome of that ball game for sure. But we agree, based on at least if things have changed 2 days ago, he's thumbs up to me as a keeper, maybe not your ace, but a back end of the rotation, innings eating kind of guy. But as we grade him now through the first 2 months of the season, I mean, he's been in the rotation and he's hit the post. What are we seeing here?
See, and this is a case of, you look at these numbers, right? The ERA over 5, the whip, that's just simply way too high. The inconsistency. If a Zach Eflin was doing that, you'd probably grade him as a D, maybe even an F. But for Cade Povich, growing young pitcher that just needs to get his innings, you know, under him and actually develop, might say C minus. As crazy as that sounds, because it's just, they aren't good numbers, but I just want to see more. Like, my whole goal for him this year was for him to stay healthy from start to finish. And for these, you know, pitchers these days, that's a rare accomplishment.
Sure.
And continue to take that next step. So by the end of the year, if we're, you know, 4.5 on the ERA, if he puts a dent in that whip, he's showing an upward trend that would make me feel comfortable in him next year. Because that's kind of what it was from last year into this year. Great month of September, really good spring training. I think I would have liked to have seen numbers a little bit better than this, but I've liked his upside for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you, C minus, because he has made 10 starts. Only a couple of quality starts, so it's not like he's really been dealing all that great. But he does what he has to do to keep them in ballgames. Unfortunately for himself, he wasn't able to put away the Cardinals. Couldn't get through that fifth inning. We'll blame the weather, I guess. Maybe he was tired. I don't know. Use a Manzo kind of rationale here. But I still think he's got upside. And I still think at the back end of a stronger rotation, he could be an asset for you as a fourth or fifth starter. So I'll go C-minus. Now, Dean Kramer, he's 4-5. 5.02 earn run average, which has been kind of dropping. I know he got kind of hammered his last outing there. His whip's 1.39. He's made all 11 of his. He has two quality starts. Dean Kramer's this fascinating guy, Nolan. He looks like someone that could be a strong number three for you, and he has been for the Orioles, or a guy that, oh my God, where'd this come from? All of a sudden, where when he loses command, that home run ball starts to become his enemy, and he's given up 10 of those so far this year. But Dean Kramer, again, he's the last vestige of the Manny Machado trade. 7 years ago, almost, believe it or not. But D. Kramer, old man bun. Where are we going with him?
Season as a whole, it's probably still not great. But what he's done here so far, well, that's it for him this month, I guess. Probably boosts it a little bit. I might go C here, C minus, kind of the same thing as Povich. I mean, look, even his worst starts this month, 5 2/3, 5 1/3, he gives up 4 runs each time. I mean, to me, I feel like we fixate so much on that 3-run line, like that's the cutoff, because that's what it is for a quality start.
Sure.
But 4 runs isn't pitching you out of a game, and it's not like he got shelled or had an inflated pitch count where he only lasted 3 or 4 innings. I mean, he pitched his way into the 6th. I'm looking at trying to find a pitch count here on these. All right, 95, 97, so it wasn't like he got the Hider or the Mancelino hook. It's not great. For him being this deep in his career, I expect more, but he seems like he's always been a guy that just needs a month to get going. Not an excuse, but it's just kind of who he is.
And it's always when he's up against it. Like, what's wrong with Kramer? He needs to turn it around, and then he goes out and twirls 7 two-hit innings and wins the game for the Orioles. I'll give him a C, but like you, you know, at this advanced stage of his major league career, you'd expect it just a little bit more consistency, and he stayed healthy, and that's a good thing. But Dean Kramer, in the worst rotation in baseball, he's the least of their, well, not the least, but he's not an over-concern. But like Povich, if you have a Burns, a Bradish, and an Eflin, and Dean Kramer's bringing up the back end of it, now you're looking at him to be someone that almost stopper-like when he takes the hill.
Right. And I mean, you're penciling him into the rotation next year just because he's on the roster. I mean, he's going to be a part of the equation.
Right.
You know, hopefully he's more back end because they go out and actually acquire the front end guys or find them somewhere, trade, sign, whatever it is. But almost like I was talking about with Cade Povich, I'd like to see him stay healthy. His career high in innings pitched, just over 170. Other than that, he's below 130. So while he has had good moments in the past, it hasn't been for a sustained full 162 or 30 starts a year. If he can hit that, even if the ERA is not great, just show me you're able to stay durable, I'll take that as a win.
It's Vinny at 81.057. The Fan. Vinny's off today. He'll be back on Monday. Ripping It with Ryan comes up at noon. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, featured artist Friday. It's Pearl Jam. When we come back, we'll shift gears, talk about the Ravens, Adape Owe. He gained weight. Is that a good or bad thing? We'll hear from him. Coming up next, Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, talks about OTAs, open to the media a couple of days ago, back next week, and then the week after that. Then it's mandatory minicamp, and that's all she wrote. It's all training camp, whip around left 15. Knicks staying alive. Dallas Stars, not so much. We'll get into that. Keith Kavanaugh, terrapatange.com. Buzz Williams has set his roster with a legacy Terp son, Duke, dad, et cetera, et cetera. Meeting with the media out there at one winning drive, OTAs, first one, 2025, that everybody got to watch. Pearl Jam, featured artist Friday. Anything you want to hear from him, send a request, Plaza Board text line at 410-583-1057. So a 20-pound weight gain. And, of course, I've lived that multiple times over the course of my 60 years. But 10 sacks last year, career year for him, possible huge payday coming his way. So, Nolan McGraw, we like to nitpick and speculate as to why things take place. And is it 20 pounds of muscle? Is it 10 pounds of muscle? Maybe 10 pounds of onion rings? I don't really know. That wasn't there. But is this a concerning thing that Adape Owe is 20 pounds overweight? Keep in mind, we're still 2 months away from training camp, too, by the way.
Well, no, I mean, this seems like it was a calculated decision. He says he did it on purpose, you know, explained, whereas in the past, I think he was a little more focused on speed, you know, staying lean and trying to get after the quarterback as fast as possible. But I think he said he put on a little more bulk, maybe help him out in the run game a little bit. I don't know. I mean, if it pays off, who are we to judge?
Sure.
And to be honest, I feel like this time of year, this is that one story that we're always grasping at. Lamar was the guy last year. How does he look?
You know, where it's was so annoying,
you know, and actually, yeah. I mean, at least that one you could at least tie into well, he was getting caught by some of the defenders a year prior. Maybe he feels like it'll make him faster. But at what cost? You're kind of weighing that against, you know, durability, being able to take hits and everything. Now, obviously, for Lamar, it paid off. We'll see what happens for Owe.
Yeah, if he comes in looking like Jabba the Hutt, that's one thing. And if he fails the conditioning test, then we've got an issue. But if he did it as a calculated thing to maybe set the edge a little bit better, maybe win one-on-one battles with more strength than quickness, and because he's developed some moves there under the guidance of Chuck Smith where he can do some things. But I don't see it being a big deal. And let's not forget, too, Nolan, once they get out there in August, you're sweating your you-know-what's off, you know, 10 pounds are going to drop quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he's obese showing up. Just, you know, is it muscle mass designed to improve his game and take him to another level here?
He's also not doing it on his own. You know, he didn't just wake up one morning and he's like, ah, let me tack on 20. I mean, he consulted the team. Right. You know,
we're at a donut tack.
Sure, he went to Harbaugh, went to the strength and conditioning staff. They helped him bulk up the right way, not just crushing donuts. I mean, you got to do it the right way. So the team, I'm sure, was all on board. He wouldn't be doing it if the team didn't sign off on it, or a guy like Chuck Smith said, hey, I think you're right. This could help you. This could take your game to another level.
Now, we heard from Mark Andrews a couple of days ago as well, looking at free agency. Ton of players looking at potential free agency for the Ravens heading into this. Well, let's get to, you know, the second OTAs, but you get the point. There are a lot of people in line for big paydays, and you know, Lamar's going to renegotiate his deal. Then you got Linderbaum, you got Kyle Hamilton, et cetera, et cetera. But Adape Owe, his contract situation, potential free agency, how's that weighing on you right now? No pun intended, if it does at all.
Obviously, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, be the best player for the team. I would be crazy to say that's not something looming in the back of my mind. But, you know, every year I try to get better, try to be better than I was last year. So, to be honest, that's really what I'm focused on. I know if I do that, it's going to take care of itself.
Yeah, chips will fall where they may, and he might get paid. Could it be in Baltimore, though, with other people maybe in front of the line? But let's look at last year. You know, 10 sacks, as we said. He had 13 total sacks in his first 3 years and almost matched that in just one season. And win rates and all of that. That talk about analytics now being part of the football equation instead of just looking at the hard and fast numbers. You know, he's gotten better at that. I mean, he was a guy a year ago we were talking about, hey, he might not be on the team next season. Ravens finished second in the NFL in sacks. But 2 years ago when they led the NFL, Nolan, they seemed more dominant in that area where a wide array of guys could come in. But you got to be satisfied with what he did. But enough to the point where you think that's Owe as opposed to an outlier where he just, you know, blind squirreled it for a season.
Right, and you mentioned he's not the only one with a pending contract. Obviously, all the tight ends, but it seems to me that somebody's definitely getting the franchise tag next year.
Sure.
And probably either Isaiah Likely or Adape Owe, depending on which one they think they have a better chance of working a long-term deal out with. If they can only keep one, then we have a whole nother debate. But for Owe, your value really isn't going to go down unless he had like a season-ending injury. There's no way his value goes down. If he comes up short of 10 sacks, I think his value still is going to plateau at the very least with how highly valued pass rush is in this league. So it's going to be tough. When you give a guy a long-term deal, you're paying for future performance, not past performance. And with him, it's a little tricky to map out.
Now, we'll ask Jonas this too, and you mentioned the franchise tag. Jonas Schaefer coming up in a couple of minutes. They picked up the option for Hamilton, didn't for Linderbaum. So we're assuming that both will get taken care of here at some point, because if they can't come to an agreement with Linderbaum, I'm guessing the franchise tag could be in his reality, too.
Right. Possibly. And that's why when we start talking about this year, like what's the order of importance, Lamar, Linderbaum, Hamilton, I'd almost put Linderbaum at the top just to get that out of the way. That way you're not in danger of getting the next offseason where you still have to potentially talk to a Lamar and a Hamilton. And now you're trying to get him done under the gun because you don't have the luxury of another year with him. So to me, he would be top priority. Just get it done with.
Talk more about that with Jonas Schaefer in a matter of minutes from the Baltimore Banner. Whip around 11:15. Knicks are alive. Stars are not. We'll get into all of that. And a couple of games of interest this day in Orioles history. It's May the 30th. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Find out what's happening down in College Park as Buzz Williams. Boy, he has literally remade the roster from last year's Sweet 16 team. Will they be better? Man, that remains to be seen. They're projected to be in the tournament, which is something you could hang your hat on, at least for now. Funhouse Trip 11:45. They're ripping it with Ryan as we talk Orioles baseball and more coming up at noon. Orioles White Sox game time shifted. Just waking up from wherever you've been from 7:05 to 4:30. So if you're going down to Camden Yards, get down there earlier. Gates open at 4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.